Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. The Tafsir of Surah Idlatul Zilat, Az-Zalzala, Chapter 99, Al-Quran, which was revealed in Mecca. The Virtues of Surah Az-Zalzala. Imam Ahmad recorded from Abdullah bin Amr, Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhu, that he said, a man came to the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, teach me what to recite, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, recite three from those which begin with the letters Alif, Lam, Ra. The man then said to him, I have become old in age, my heart has hardened, and my tongue has become harsh. The Prophet ﷺ said, then recite from those which begin with the letters Ha, Mim. The man said the same thing as he had said before. So the Prophet ﷺ said, recite three from the Musabbihat. The man again said the same thing as he had said before. Then the man said, rather give me something to recite that is comprehensive of all of these, O Messenger of Allah. So the Prophet ﷺ told him to recite, when the earth quakes with its zilzal. Then when he, the Prophet ﷺ, finished reciting the surah to him, the man said, by he who has sent you with the truth as a prophet, I will never add anything else to it. Then the man turned away and left, and the Prophet ﷺ said, the little man has been successful. The little man has been successful. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, bring him back to me. So the man came to him, and the Prophet ﷺ said to him, I have also been commanded to celebrate Eid al-Adha, which Allah has made a celebration for this ummah. The man said, what do you think if I am only able to acquire a borrowed milking she-camel? Should I slaughter it? The Prophet ﷺ said, no, but you should cut your hair, clip your nails, trim your moustache, shave your pubic area, and that will be the completion of your sacrifice with Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. Abu Dawood and An-Nasa'i recorded this hadith.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious and the Most Merciful.
إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنْسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ.
This is Surah Az-Zilzal, Chapter 99, Al-Qur'an, Verses 1 to 8. Translation: when the earth quakes with its zilzal, and when the earth throws out its burdens, and man will say, what is the matter with it? That day it will declare its information, because your Lord will inspire it. That day mankind will proceed in scattered groups, that they may be shown their deeds. So whosoever does good, equal to the weight of a speck of dust, shall see it. And whosoever does evil, equal to the weight of a speck of dust, shall see it. The next topic is the Day of Judgment. What will take place during it, the condition of the earth, and the condition of the people. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when the earth quakes with its zilzal, this means that it will move from beneath it, and when the earth throws out its burdens, meaning it will throw forth that which is in it of the dead. More than one of the Salaf have said this, and it is similar to Allah's statement, O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord. Verily the earthquake, zalzala, of the hour is a terrible thing. Chapter 22, verse number 1, Al-Qur'an, This is also similar to his saying, "And when the earth is stretched forth and has cast out all that was in it and became empty." Chapter 84, verses 3 and 4, Al-Quran. Muslim recorded in his Sahih from Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The earth will throw out the pieces of its lever, that is its contents. Gold and silver will come out like columns. A murderer will come and say, 'I killed for this?' The one who broke the ties of kinship will say, 'For this I severed the ties of kinship.' The thief will say, 'For this I got my hands amputated.' Then they will leave it there and no one will take anything from it." Then Allah says, "And man will say, 'What is the matter with it?'" Meaning, he will be baffled by its situation after it used to be stable, settled and firm, and he used to be settled upon its surface. This refers to the alteration of the state of things and the earth moving and shaking. They will come to its inescapable quaking that Allah prepared for it. Then it will throw out its dead people, from the first to the last generations. At that time, the people will be baffled by the events and the earth changing into other than the earth, and the heavens as well. Then they will be presented before Allah, the One, the Irresistible. Concerning Allah's statement, "That day it will declare its information," meaning it will speak of what the people did upon its surface. Imam Ahmad at-Tirmidhi and Abu Abdurrahman an-Nasai all recorded a hadith from Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and in the wording of an-Nasai's version it states that he said, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this ayah, 'That day it will declare its information.'" Chapter 99, verse number 4, Al-Quran. Then he said, "Do you know what is its information?" They said, "Allah and His Messenger know best." He said, "Verily, its information is that it will testify against every male and female servant about what they did upon its surface. It will say that he did such and such on such and such day. So this is its information." Then at-Tirmidhi said, "This hadith is Sahih Ghareeb." The term Sahih Ghareeb here implies, from Ahmad, Tuhfat al-Awwadhi and An-Nasai in Al-Kubra number 1100, 693, this hadith rests upon narrator whom many of the scholars consider unreliable. Al-Bukhari said, "Munkar." Ibn Hajar said that he is feeble. Concerning Allah's statement in chapter 99, verse 5, Al-Quran, "Because your Lord will inspire it." Meaning, it is apparent that the implied meaning here is that He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will permit it. That is the earth. Shabib bin Bishra, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, narrated from Ikrimah that Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, "That day it will declare its information." Al-Quran, chapter 99, verse number 4. "Its Lord will say to it, 'Speak,' so it will speak." This has also been mentioned in Ad-Dur Al-Mansur, volume 8, number 592. Mujahid commented on the term "inspire it." "He commands it," that is to speak, which is also mentioned in the collection of At-Tabari, volume 24, hadith number 548. Al-Qurazi said, "He will command it to separate from them." Then Allah says, "That day mankind will proceed in scattered groups," ashtat, meaning they will return from the station of the judgment in separate groups. This means that they will be divided into types and categories between those who are miserable and those who are happy, and those who are commanded to go to paradise and those who are commanded to go to the hellfire. As-Suddi said, "Ashtat means sects." This is also mentioned in Ad-Dur al-Mansur, volume 8, hadith number 593. Allah said, "That they may be shown their deeds," meaning so that they may act and be rewarded for what they did in this life of good and evil. The next topic is the recompense for every minute deed. Therefore, Allah goes on to say in Al-Quran, chapter 99, verse number 8, "So whosoever does good equal to the weight of a speck of dust shall see it, and whosoever does evil equal to the weight of speck of dust shall see it." Al-Bukhari recorded from Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The horses are for three. For one man they are a reward, for another man they are a shield, and for another man they are a burden." In reference to the man for whom they are a reward, he is the man who keeps them to be used in the way of Allah. Thus, they spend their entire life grazing in the pasture or garden, waiting in preparation for jihad. So whatever afflicts them during that lengthy period in the pasture or garden, it will be counted as good deeds for him. Then if their lengthy period is ended and they are used for a noble battle or two, their hoof prints and their dung are counted as good deeds for him. When they passed through a stream from which they did drink, though he, that is their owner, does not intend to quench their thirst, yet it would be counted as good deeds. Therefore, they are a reward for that man. A man who keeps them to maintain himself and to be independent of others, that is begging, etc., and he does not forget the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon their necks and their backs, that is their zakah, then they are a shield for him, that is from the hellfire. A man who keeps them in order to boast, brag, and show off, then they are a burden for him, that is on the day of judgment. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was then asked about the donkeys, and he said, "Allah has not revealed anything concerning them except this single comprehensive ayah." And he added the ayah number 8 from chapter 99 of Al-Quran. "So whosoever does good equal to the weight of a speck of dust shall see it, and whosoever does evil equal to the weight of a speck of dust shall see it." Muslim also recorded this hadith. This has also been mentioned in Muslim, volume number 2, hadith number 680. In Sahih al-Bukhari, it is recorded from Adi radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fear, that is ward off the fire, even if by giving half a date in charity, and even by saying a single word of good." This has also been mentioned in Fath al-Bari, collection number 3, hadith number 332. In the Sahih as well, he, that is Adi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Do not underrate any good act, even if it is offering drinking water from your bucket to one who is seeking a drink, or meeting your brother with a cheerful face." This has also been mentioned in Muslim, volume 4, hadith number 2026. It is also recorded in the Sahih that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O party of believing women, none of you should belittle a gift sent by your neighbor, even if it is a firsan of a sheep." This has also been collected in Fath al-Bari, volume number 10, hadith number 459. The word firsan in this hadith means its hoof. In another hadith, he said, "Give something to the beggar, even if it is a burnt hoof." This has also been collected in Ahmad, volume number 5, hadith number 381. It has been reported from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that she gave a single grape in charity. And then she said, "To how much dust is it equivalent?" This has been collected in Al-Muwatta, volume number 2, hadith number 997. Imam Ahmad recorded from Auf bin Al-Harith bin Al-Tufail that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha told him that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, "O Aisha, beware of the sins that are belittled, for indeed they will be taken account of by Allah." This hadith was recorded by An-Nasai and Ibn Majah in Ahmad, volume number 6, Hadith number 151 and Ibn Majah number 4243. Imam Ahmad recorded from Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Beware of the sins that are belittled, for verily they are gathered in a man until they destroy him." And indeed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made an example of them, that is, sins that are taken lightly by saying that they are like a people who settle in barren land. Then their leader comes and orders the men to go out one at a time and each bring back a stick until they have gathered a large number of sticks. Then they kindled a fire and burned everything that they threw into it. This is the end of the tafsir of Surah Idh-Zulzilat, that is, Az-Zalzala, and all praise and thanks are due to Allah.